Hi, I'm Georgiana, and I'm back with a new episode. I'm here to help you speak English fluently. If you want to help me, share the podcast with your friends and family. That would mean a lot. Thanks. On my website, you can find the 5 secrets to speaking English and my premium courses. Before we start, get the transcript. Visit speakenglishpodcast.com/podcast. Okay, let's start. Today we will discuss the famous book Pride and Prejudice by Jane Austen. This story takes us back to a time of good manners, love, and society in the 19th century. Pride and Prejudice is about the Bennet family, especially Elizabeth Bennet, the second oldest daughter. The story happened when finding a good husband or wife was very important. Mrs. Bennet, Elizabeth's mother, really wants to find wealthy husbands for her 5 daughters. One day, a rich and friendly man named Mr. Bingley moves nearby. He falls for Jane Bennet, Elizabeth's older sister, but Mr. Bingley's friend, Mr. Darcy, seems proud and distant. Therefore, Elizabeth doesn't like Mr. Darcy because of her first impression of him. As the story continues, we see a complex dance of love and society. Elizabeth and Mr. Darcy often misunderstand each other because of their pride and prejudices. But with time, they both realize they have strong feelings for each other. The book also introduces us to other interesting people, like Mr. and Mrs. Bennet, Mr. Collins, and Lady Catherine de Bourgh, a strong and vital character. Each person makes the story more interesting and sometimes funny. Here are the main themes: love and prejudice. Pride and Prejudice teaches us how our first thoughts and opinions can change our view of love. Another theme is social class and manners. The book also talks about the strict rules and behaviors of that time. It also shows the challenges faced by people who didn't follow the rules. Another theme is personal growth. During the story, Elizabeth and Mr. Darcy change and become better people. This shows the importance of looking inside ourselves. This wonderful novel by Jane Austen is a classic story that explores love and society. Whether you're reading it for the first time or coming back to this classic, Pride and Prejudice makes us think about love, prejudices, and how people can change. Now let's continue with a special mini story. I will tell you a short story by asking simple questions. I use this method in my premium courses because it's highly effective. First, I say a short sentence with facts. Then, I ask you questions. After each question, you answer. Then, I tell you the right answer. That's how we make the story. And if you want to improve your fluency much faster, Check out my premium courses. Visit speakenglishpodcast.com/courses. You will find several levels. Okay, let's start. Mary was a young woman who lived in a village by the sea and was eager to learn to speak English fluently. Who was Mary? Mary was a young woman eager to learn English. Was Mary a cat or a woman? Mary was a woman. She wasn't a cat. Was Mary young? Yes, Mary was a young woman. Did Mary want to learn English? Yes, she did. She was eager to learn English. How did Mary want to speak English? Fluently. Mary wanted to learn to speak English fluently. What was Mary studying? English. Mary was studying English. Did Mary live in a city? No, no. She didn't live in a city. She lived in a village. By the sea or in the mountains? By the sea. Mary was a young woman who lived in a village by the sea. Was Mary eager to learn English or was she unwilling? No, no. She wasn't unwilling. Mary was eager to learn English. She had a strong desire to learn English. Despite her efforts to practice her pronunciation, she struggled with the sounds of the language. Did Mary find it easy to learn English pronunciation? No, no. Mary didn't find it easy. Despite her efforts to practice pronunciation, she struggled with the sounds of the language. What was Mary's goal? Mary's goal was to learn to speak English. She was eager to speak English fluently. Was Mary fluent in English? No, no. Mary wasn't yet fluent in English, but that was her goal. Her goal was to speak English fluently. Did Mary struggle? Yes, she struggled with her pronunciation. Despite her efforts to practice her pronunciation, she had difficulties with the sounds of the language. One day, Mary was walking in the fields when she saw an old tree with an interesting carving of a woman holding a book. Was Mary running or walking? Walking. Mary was walking. Was she walking on the seashore? No, no. She was walking in the fields. Did Mary see anything? Yes, she saw something. She saw an old tree. Was Mary old? No, no. Mary was a young woman. Who was old? The tree. The tree Mary saw in the fields was an old one. Did Mary think the carving was uninteresting? No, no. Mary didn't think the carving was uninteresting. She thought it was interesting. What did the carving represent? The carving represented a woman. Did it represent an animal? No, it did not represent an animal. It represented a woman. What was the woman holding in her hands? A smartphone? No, no. The woman wasn't holding a smartphone. She was holding a book. Touching the carving, Mary wished to learn English easily. The tree trembled, transporting her into a room with a fireplace and high ceilings, where she met Elizabeth Bennet. Did Mary touch a carving? Yes, Mary touched a carving. Was there any reaction from the tree after Mary touched the carving? Yes, the tree trembled after Mary touched the carving. Did the tree transport Mary to a different place? Yes. The tree transported Mary to a room with a fireplace and high ceilings. Did Mary meet someone in the room she was transported to? Yes. Mary met Elizabeth Bennet in the room. Did Mary meet Elizabeth Bennet from Pride and Prejudice? Yes. Mary met Elizabeth Bennet from a famous novel character, from Jane Austen's book Pride and Prejudice. Was Elizabeth a real person? No. She wasn't a real person like Mary. Elizabeth Bennet was a famous book character from the 19th century. Was there a fireplace in the room? Yes, there was a fireplace in the room. Were the ceilings in the room high? Yes, the ceilings in the room were high. What did Mary wish for when she touched the carving? Did she wish to meet Elizabeth Bennet? No, Mary didn't wish to meet Elizabeth Bennet when she touched the carving. She wished to learn English quickly. Mary and Elizabeth spent several weeks together, developing a unique method of practicing English. Did Mary and Elizabeth spend time together? Yes, Mary and Elizabeth spent several weeks together developing a unique English practice method. Did they spend years together? No. They spent several weeks together, not years. How long did the girls spend developing the method of practicing English? They spent several weeks developing the method of practicing English. What did they do for several weeks? Read books? No. They didn't read books. They developed a unique method of practicing English. What did the girls develop together? A nap? No. They developed a unique method of practicing English together. Was the method they developed unique? Yes. The method they developed was unique. Mary's pronunciation improved dramatically under Elizabeth's guidance, and she became grateful for the magical tree and her new friend. Did Mary's pronunciation improve a little. No, no. Mary's pronunciation didn't improve a little. It improved dramatically under Elizabeth's guidance. Did anyone help Mary with her pronunciation? Yes, Elizabeth guided Mary. Was Mary ungrateful? No, no. Mary wasn't ungrateful. She was grateful. Why was Mary grateful? For Elizabeth's guidance? Yes. Mary was grateful for her guidance. Did Mary feel grateful for anything else? Yes, Mary felt grateful for the magical tree and her new friend. Has Mary recently found a new friend? Yes, Mary recently found a new friend in Elizabeth. Were Mary and Elizabeth enemies? No, Mary and Elizabeth were not enemies. They were friends. One day at sunset, Elizabeth vanished, leaving Mary with a newfound love for the English language. Did Elizabeth vanish? Yes, she vanished. She disappeared. When did Elizabeth vanish? One morning? No, no. She didn't vanish one morning. Elizabeth vanished at sunset. Did Mary develop a newfound love for the English language? Yes, Mary developed a newfound love for the English language. Did Elizabeth have any influence on Mary's newfound love for English? Yes, Elizabeth influenced Mary's newfound love for English. What was Mary's newfound love? Mr. Darcy? No, no. Mary's newfound love was the English language, not Mr. Darcy. Elizabeth had influenced Mary to fall in love with English, not with Mr. Darcy. After this adventure, Mary became an English pronunciation teacher. sharing her passion and unique learning techniques with students who struggled with pronunciation. Did Mary become an English teacher? Yes, she became an English pronunciation teacher. What kind of teacher was she? An English grammar teacher? No. Mary didn't teach grammar. She was an English pronunciation teacher. When did Mary become an English teacher? Before or after this adventure? After this adventure, not before. She became an English pronunciation teacher after this adventure. Did Mary teach others who struggled with pronunciation? Yes. Mary taught others who struggled with pronunciation. Did she use a traditional method? No. She used unique learning techniques. Did Mary's students find her teaching techniques effective? Yes, they found her techniques effective. Did Mary still struggle with English pronunciation? No. Mary didn't struggle with her English pronunciation anymore. Did Mary teach only pronunciation? Yes, Mary only taught English pronunciation. Did you improve your English fluency with Georgiana's method? Yes, I improved my English fluency with Georgiana's method.
Did you enjoy today's episode? Get the transcript now at speakenglishpodcast.com.